Today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Zayin. We are 11 lines from the top of daf Mem Zayin, Amid Aleph, Amir Rav Yehuda, Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Saraliz. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss halachas of Birchas HaMazon, Zimun. The Gemara is going to talk a little bit about Amen, Tefila B'tzibur, some very, very basic halachas that are negeya every person every day. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei D'Rav, Inam Asubim Rasha, and Lecho Klum, Ad Sheyitim HaBitzeya. So it's clear that etiquette at meals was something that was once upon a time very important. Said Rav that if people are sitting together and eating, one person breaks bread, he's moitzi everybody else with the bracha. The halacha is, everybody else, meaning the other people, are not allowed to taste the food until the baitseya, the one that made the bracha, ate. Yosef Rab Safra v'ka'amar, so Rab Safra said over this halacha, and he said, litoim itmar, not ad sheyitoim, but rather, litoim itmar, says the Gemara, l'may nafkim, you know, what difference does it make? At the end of the day, doesn't it mean the same thing? Says the Gemara, nafkimina shechayev adam loyme b'loshen rabbi. There really is no nafkimina l'halacha. The point is that when a Talmud says over something in the name of his Rebbe, he has to say it exactly the way his Rebbe said it. So that's why Rab Safra tweaked what Rab Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shela said in the name of Rab, even though there was no impact l'halacha, but he said, you have to get it 100% right. Tanu Rabbanan on this note, shnayim, mamtinin zelazeh, bika'ara. If there are two people eating together, and one person stops eating, and he now takes a drink. So, again, this is real etiquette. The other person should stop eating out of respect, wait until he finishes drinking, and then when he resumes, and he goes back to eating, so then you should eat along with him. Shloisha ein mamtinim. If there are three people that are eating, one person stops to take a drink, the two don't have to wait for the one. Another halacha, habitzeya hu poshet yadoi tchila. The person that makes the bracha, he eats first. Not only does he eat the bread first, but he dips the bread into whatever dip they're using first as well. The bal lachloi kovig the rabbi, if the baitzeya wants to be mechabit his rebbe, he should be the one to dip the food first. Oilu misha gadolei menu, or someone else that's greater than him, that's something that he's allowed to do. So this is really understood better in light of what we saw yesterday, that who was the baitseya ordinarily? It was the balabayas. So even though there is an idea of being mechabed, the most choshev person, the gadol, when it comes to some of these kibudim at the meal, but the baitseya was usually the balabayas because he's going to give ba'ayin yafa. It's like this, everybody sitting around the table is going to end up getting more food. So what if the baitseya, who's the Baal HaBayis, feels that in the presence of his Rebbe, he doesn't want to be the first one to eat or the first one to dip the food. So, harishus biyadai, it's okay for him to be mechabed that other person. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, hava osak le lebrei, bei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Ketina. So, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was being meshadach with Rav Shmuel Bar Rav. The chosin was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's son. So the Gemara says, "Kadim v'yasev v'kamasin le'lebrei." So he gave him a chosin shmuz, but the shmuz that he gave him was that you're going to have a suda, and at the suda you're going to be the balabayas, you're going to be baitseya. So you have to know how to be baitseya, how to conduct a meal. So he told him like this: "Ena baitseya reshoy levtzoya ad sheyichlo ome mipia ha'oinim." That the baitseya is not allowed to start handing out the food or even cutting the bread until the people that answer amen to his bracha finish saying amen. Rav Chizda said, Mipi Roivoy. You don't have to wait until all the people say amen, but as long as most of the people say amen, that would be enough. Amale Rami Bar Chama Maishna Ruba Dakatu Lekalya Bracha Mutanami Lekalya Bracha. Why do you have to wait until most of the people say amen? Because until most of the people say amen, the bracha wasn't complete yet. And Rashi explains this with a little bit of alumnus based on the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Parakeitzim Mevarchim, where the Gemara said that the bracha's and the amen are really one unit. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to be baitseya until you finish saying the bracha. So if you're not allowed to be baitseya until you finish saying the bracha, and the amen is part of the bracha, so it's for that reason you can't be baitseya until roiv of the oinim say amen. But if that's the pshat in this halacha, then miyuta nami loikal yabracha. So why is it enough to wait until most of the people say amen? You should have to wait until all the people say amen. Amalei, so he told him, shani yomer, because I hold kala oinah amen yoisim idai eni elotaya. Obviously, you're supposed to wait until the people say Amen. But if a person's going to say Amen really, really long, he's going to be Meirich in his Amen, so he's making a mistake. You don't have to wait for the person that's making a mistake. You have to wait for the people that are saying Amen the way you're supposed to say Amen halachically. So if most of the people already said Amen, presumably they followed the way it's supposed to be done. So at that point, you're allowed to start being Boetzeh. So the Gemara mentioned the laws of Suda. We mentioned a particular halach, and that is the Boetzeh, the one that's conducting the meal, isn't supposed to start cutting the challah and handing it out until most of the people say Amen. Why most, not all? Because that meat you don't have to worry about. Because if they're saying Amen longer than most of the people are saying Amen, they're probably saying Amen longer than you're supposed to. Yoisimidai. And Kalo'ino Amen Yoisimidai Ene Alataya. So the Gemara is going to digress now, Me Inyan Le Inyan, to talk a little bit about Amen. This next Gemara is classic. Tanu Rabban, an Ein Loi Amen Chatufa. A person's not allowed to say an Amen Chatufa. V'loy amen ketufa, nor an amen ketufa, v'loy amen yesoima. So what are these things? So Rashi says an amen chatufa is shekoyrin as ha'alef bechataf, v'loy bepasach. So this would translate the way we know it as the person is saying amen with a shva rather than with a kametz. So instead of saying amen, he's saying amen. He's saying it with a shva. What's an amen ketufa? Rashi says she mechaser kriyas anun. He leaves out the nun. She ena moitzia bepesh eteni keres. He has a silent nun. So instead of amen, he says amen. And what's an amen yisoyma? Says Rashi shloi shama habracha ela she shama she'oinen amen. He didn't hear the bracha, but he heard people saying Amen, so he just went along with everybody. He also said Amen. Can't do that either. So an Amen Chatufa, where you don't pronounce the Aleph properly, is no good. An Amen Ketufa, where you don't pronounce the Endanun, is no good. But like Amen Yisayim, if you say Amen and you didn't hear the bracha, that's also a problem. Additionally, the Brisa says, "V'lo yizik bracha mipiv." A person shouldn't just varfa bracha. Should say a bracha properly. Ben Azu, he said, "Kolo oina amin yisayma." If somebody says an amin yisayma, yiyu bun of yisayman. Rachmana letzlan, his children are going to be yisayman. Chatufa. If someone says an amin chatufa, that's where you don't pronounce the aleph properly. Yischatfu yamav. Ketufa yiskatfu yamav. They're similar. The point is, the person's not going to have arichas yamav. V'chol amirich ba amin. If someone says a proper amin, marichin lo yamav v'shnoisa. So a few basic halachas and how you're supposed to say Amen. And apparently saying Amen properly somehow ties into a person's longevity. It ties into his arichas yomim. If a person says Amen improperly, bon of yesoimim, yischatfu yomov, yiskatfu yomov, it's all the same concept. If a person does say Amen the right way, kalamayrich ba'amen, marichal yomov, v'shnoisav, we're going to get back to this later. Rav Shmuel ha'viyasa b'sudas. Rav Shmuel, we're eating a suda together. Also, Rav Simi Barchio, have a komisari v'achas. Rav Simi Barchio joined them, and he started eating really quickly. Amalei Rav. So Rav turned to Rav Simi Barchio and said, "My daitoch, litz tarufei ba'adon, why are you eating fast?" "Oh, because you want to get up to benching at the same time as us. It's like this, you could be part of the zimun, right? Be part of a zimun with Rav and Shmuel." So he told him, "You can't. We finished eating already. So if we finished eating, it's too late. And you come a little earlier, then you could have been mitzdarif with us. But at this point, we're finished." Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel told Rav, "Really? Ilu maisuli ardilayo. If somebody would bring me," Rashi says, "kineyamu patriots, mushrooms and truffles, or the guzlaya la'aba, or somebody would bring guzlaya, some birds, some type of chicken for Abba, as in Rav, wouldn't we eat?" Meaning, Shmuel told Rav that just because we finish the food in front of us doesn't necessarily mean the meal is over. If somebody would bring more food that we really like, we would probably eat it. And as a result, the meal is still going. So if Simi Barchio could eat, he could be mitzdarif with us, and we could all be part of the same zimun. Rashi says, why did Shmuel say, if somebody would bring me truffles and mushrooms, and somebody would bring Rav chicken? So Rashi says, Shmuel chavivin olav ardilaya b'kinuach suda, because this was Shmuel's preference for dessert. He used to like ardilaya shen kmein, the pitriots, ulu Rav hoyu chavivin goizola. So Rav and Shmuel always saw the world differently, right? So much so that whenever Rav and Shmuel are on the same page, the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel da amri travayu. It's news. Rav and Shmuel, they both thought the same thing. They mavish, even for dessert, Rav like this, Shmuel like that. Interesting, Rashi. Talmidei de Rav, havi yasvi b'suda sota. The Talmidim of Rav were once sitting together and they were eating a suda. All Rav Acha entered. Amri, They said, Asa Gavri Rabba, the Mavarcha, wow, it's great, the Gavri Rabba came, he's going to lead us with the benching. Amar Lusi told him, Isa Risu, the Gadol Mavarech, the Gadol doesn't always bench, Ikashe Besuda Mavarech. Meaning, the Gadol is Mavarech, there is such a concept, we saw that in the beginning of the parak. But that's only if he was there for the main part of the meal. If the Gadol wasn't there for the main part of the meal, then someone that was there for the Ikashe, he's the one that's Mavarech. What's the Halacha? We saw it yesterday. The Hilchis or Gadol Mevarech, and Afal Gav to Asal Lebesoyf, even if he came a little late, it doesn't matter, still he's the one that leads benching. So the Gemara is going to return now to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had discussed the basic halachis of Zimut. Shloisha she'achluch ka'achas, chayovim lezamin. And then the Mishnah said that there are certain types of foods that if a person eats, there's a chi of zimun, and there are certain types of foods that if a person eats, there's no chi of zimun. And the Mishnah gave an example. Ochal d'may, u'maiserishin shenotlo trumasoi, maisersheni v'hekta sheniftu, v'ashamish ochal kezayis v'akuti, mezamlinol. Those were examples of where there is zimun. Then the Mishnah gave a list of things where there is no zimun. Ochal tevel, u'maiserishin sheloi nitlo trumasoi, u'maisersheni v'hekta sheloi niftu, v'ashamish ochal pachas mikezayis v'anochri. Those are all examples of ein mezamlin aleihem. And the Gemara now is going to explain each one of these cases mentioned. It says, the Gemara, ochal d'may, the Mishnah said, if somebody eats d'may, so the halacha is, there is zimun. Now, one thing is clear from the Mishnah, that if somebody eats something that he's halachically not allowed to eat, if somebody eats macholes asurois, there's no halacha of zimun. So you can't be mitzarev to a mezumin if you ate nevela, if you ate something that you're not allowed to eat. Stating that, ochal d'may, you are allowed to. Why is it okay? Demai is something that you're not allowed to eat. Again, what's demai? Demai is if somebody buys peres from an Am Haaretz, the halacha is that you have to give trumas or maestras. It's a chiddush because Chazal said that Roiv Amei Haaretz ma'asrin him. Roiv Amei Haaretz really gave ma'aser, which means midday raisa, you could be soimach on the ruba, the lesser kamon that Roiv Amei Haaretz gave trumas or maestras. So for that reason, you shouldn't have to give ma'aser. It's a takonas chachamim not to be soimich on the right. But at the end of the day, midrabana, you're not allowed to eat mai unless you give maestras. So faith the Gemara, lechazi lei, and the Gemara, keep the blame, mafkulu the nechsev avioni. This person has a migu. You know what his migu is, so to speak. He could be mafkur his nechasim. He can make all his possessions hafkur. Now he's going to be an ani. If he's an ani, a poor person's allowed to eat mai. The Tanakh, we learned in the Mishnah, machila nasaniyim d'mai. You're allowed to feed d'mai to the poor people. That's achsanya d'mai. Or in the event that the government had imposed upon the people to support the troops. So there too, you're allowed to give them d'may, even though the Yidden, still the halacha is you're allowed to give them d'may. These are kulois in the takanas chachamim. The point is that being that you can technically, theoretically, hypothetically, put yourself in a situation where you could eat the d'may, so maybe it's not such machalos asuros. Amar Rav Huna, then the Gemara says as a postscript, Tanav Esham v'yayim e machilin asaniyim v'sachsan yedmai. Even though we just said, machilin asaniyim v'sachsan yedmai, and that is the premise of the halacha in the Mishnah, that if somebody eats d'may, even though really he's not supposed to eat it, but still he can be mitzar. By the way, Yishinu Beishamai disagrees with that, which is fine because the Mishnah is not Beishamai anyways. In fact, the Achrayim wonder why did the Gemara even have to say this? What exactly is Rav Huna coming to say? That our pshat in the Mishnah is inconsistent with Beishamai? Of course it's inconsistent with Beishamai. The second thing that was mentioned in the Mishnah as an achila that is chayav in zimun is if someone eats maaser rishon shenitla trumasa. So when a person has food, certain types of foods that grow in Eretz Yisrael, so he has to pay certain taxes. The most basic taxes were you had to give truma. Truma was given to a kohen. How much truma did you have to give? So the Gemara doesn't mandate, or the Torah doesn't mandate how much truma a person has to give. In fact, Chazal said chita achas. Stating that, the Gemara says that people that used to give Bayin Yafa gave one way, Bayin Ra gave another way. But Midday Raisa, there's no halacha of exactly how much truma. You give a little bit of truma, you yoytzer. Additionally, you have to give Maiser Rishon. What's Maiser Rishon? So Maiser is Miloshen Eser. A person had to give 1/10 of everything that grew to the Levi. When the Levi got his Maiser Rishon, he had to give what's called Trumas Maiser. He had to give 1/10 of his meiser to the kohen. So the Mishnah said that if somebody eats meiser rishon shenitla trumasoi, which Pasha Pshat seems to be saying that the Levi received his meiser rishon, he was mafresh his trumas meiser from the meiser rishon. So the halacha is, you eat that meiser now, there's a halacha of zimun. Right? The Gemara pshita. You did everything you're supposed to do. This is regular good kosher food. So why would there be a havamina that this is not okay? So the Gemara says, "Lo yitzricha." The chiddush is shehekdimay b'shibal. No, what happened over here was that this Levi gave Trumas Meiser. But you know what never happened? No one was ever mafresh Truma from the grain. Meaning, there was a Yisrael that had a field. He never gave Truma to the Kohen. Before he gave Truma to the Kohen, he gave Meiserishin to the Levi. And then the Levi gave Trumas Meiser from what he got. Meaning, you would have therefore thought that being that Truma Gedoilu was never given, even though Trumas Meiser was given from the Meiserishin, so maybe the Meiserishin is still considered Tevel, because the Truma Gedoyla was never given. That's the Chiddush, that Meiserishin Shenitlo Truma, so even though there was never Truma Gedoyla given, it's not considered Machalas Asuris, and that's why Chayav and Azim. But the Gemara explains this. Pshita, Leitzrich Elo Shektim B'Shibolim, Vehirfish Vimeno Trumas Meiser, Vehirfish Vimeno Truma Gedoyla. The case is where the Meiserishin was given while the grain was still B'Shibolim. It was still in its ears. It wasn't fully processed yet, meaning it wasn't chayiv yet in Truma Gedoyla. It's in that case where the halacha is that if you didn't give Truma Gedoyla yet, you did give Meiser Rishon, the Levi gave Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon, it's okay. If the Yisrael gave the Levi Meiser Rishon while the grain was still in the state of Shibolim, and he didn't give Truma Gedoyla yet. So the halacha is, the Levi is potter from giving Truma Gedoyla, even though technically he has a little bit of the mumming of the Kohen. And we learn from there, Maisa Mena Maisa, Marti Lecha, Veloi Truma Gedoyla, Vetrumas Maisa Mena Maisa. Levi has to give Maisa Mena Maisa, but he never has to give the Truma Gedoyla from the Maisa. I mean, what happens if the Yisrael never gave the Truma Gedoyla? It doesn't matter. The Levi's not going to be obligated to do that. So Rapapa told Abayi, so why did Rabbi Avoh say this halacha in the name of Reish Lakish by Maisa Risha in Shekhtima Bishibah? It sounds like the only time this halacha is true is if it was b'shibol, meaning if it was not processed yet. But it sounds like once it's b'kri, once it was processed already, at that point the halacha would be that the Levi who receives his Meiser Rishon would have to give not just Meiser Mena Meiser, he would have to give Truma Gedoyla as well. Rapapa asked Abaya, if the makar to this halacha, that if you bypass the coin, you go straight to Meiser Rishon, the Levi doesn't have to give the Truma Gedoyla, it's learned out from a pasuk, then luchura afilu hiktimi b'krinami amalei alecha makrod. There's another pasuk. It says mikol maisrei seichem torimu. It says Rashi. Rashi says what the punchline of the drasha is. V'ksib b'haikra. It says afterwards as kol terumas Hashem. That sometimes the Levi has to give all the truma. So it's true. Sometimes the Levi only gives trumas maiser. Sometimes the Levi would have to give trumas maiser, and he would have to give truma gedoyla as well. Umar Ross. How do you know when to say this way, when to say that way? Meaning, Rabbi Vol said in the name of Reish Lakish that when does the Levi have to give the truma gedoyla? That's if he got it in the state of kri. When does he not have to give the truma gedoyla? That's if he got it in the state of shibolim. How do you know which one is which? So the Gemara says, very simple. When it's in the state of kri, it was chayiv already. It was chayiv already in truma before the Levi got it. So being that this tfuah was chayiv in truma before the Levi got it, now that the Levi has it, he would have to give what the Yisrael was supposed to give, and that is the Truma Gedoyla from that little bit of chelik that he got. If, however, when he got it, it was Tuba Shibolim, it wasn't Chayiv yet in Truma, so then, even though later the Yisrael went, he did his Miruach, he did whatever needs to be done in order to make the Chayiv in Truma Gedoyla, whatever the Levi got already, and that point, it's not going to be an issue. The bottom line is, referring back to the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said, Maiserisha in Shenitla Chumasoi, there's a Chiyuv, Lizamein, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, even if there was no Truma Gedoyla, even though you didn't give Truma Gedoyla, so you would have thought this is Tevel. Kamash Malon, that as long as the Levi got the Meiser Rishon while it was still in a state of Shibolim, as long as he was then Nitla Trumasa, meaning he gave his Trumas Meiser, even though Truma Gedoyla was never given, it's considered a okay Achila. The Mishnah said, "Ma'aser sheni in hektish that you apoyda." The halach is zimun. Feitim are pshita. Hach ma'askin because you nasan as hakeren, v'le nasan as hachaymish. If someone's poyda his own ma'aser sheni and his own hektish, the halach is he has to be ma'asif chaymish. So the case is where this person was poyded, but he wasn't ma'asif the chaymish. So you would have thought that if he wasn't ma'asif the chaymish, then maybe it's not a good pidyon. Hakom ashbon the in chaymish ma'akev. If it's not ma'akev, it's not an achila asura. If it's not achila asura, that's why it's okay. Hashamish achal gezayis. Then the Mishnah said that if the Shamish ate a Kezayis, he could also be Mitzdarif. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Ma'udetem, Shamish, like Kovik, Hamash. You would think that there's an issue with the Shamish. It's not the Kezayis that's the Chiddush. Kezayis is the minimum Shir Achili you have to have in order to be Mitzdarif Lezimut. Rabbi Yehuda said Kebeya. But the Chiddush is not the Kezayis. The Chiddush is that the Shamish could be Mitzdarif. You would have thought that in order to be part of a Zimut, you have to be Kaveya. Maybe the Shamish is never considered a Kaveya. That's the Chiddush. Vakuti Mezamninov. The Mishnah said, a Kuti could be Mezamnin. So when we learned the Mishnah, we spoke out that every time you see the word Kuti, so you have to ask two questions. Number one, are we going according to the Man D'Amar that holds that the Kutim were Geri Emes? Or are we going according to the Man D'Amar that holds that the Kutim were Geri Arroyos? Arroyos with an Aleph. That being that the history, without going to it now, is that the Kutim converted because there were lions that were causing problems. So there was a debate amongst the Tanam whether it was considered a sincere conversion, whether they were treated as Yidden. So are we going according to the Shitas that hold the Kutim are Yidden? Or are we going according to Shitas that hold they weren't Yidden? Additionally, there's a Gemara Chulin that says that the later Batei Dinim came and they said that the Kutim, even if you were of the opinion of Geir Yemes, moving forward, they're not going to be treated like Yidden anymore. So again, is that before that Gemara Chulin, or is it after that Gemara Chulin? That's why there's so many stiras and sugis and shas related to Kutim, because there's different variables that need to be taken into consideration when you sit down and learn a sugi about Kuti. Our Mishnah that says Kutim is amninol, if it's mitzdarif lezimun, must be going according to the shitas that hold that the Kutim are Geri Emes, they were Yidden, and it must be before the Gemara Chulin that talks about the later Batei Dinim that said that the Kutim will no longer be treated. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah itself says that a Nachri is not Mitzdarif Lezimun. So clearly this Kuti is a Yid. But the Gemara asks a different question. You would think a Kuti is an Am Ha'aretz. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Mezamnin An Al Ha'aretz. That you can't be Mitzdarif An Am Ha'aretz Lezimun. So if you can't be Mitzdarif An Am Ha'aretz Lezimun, so you would think a Kuti is, he's better than an Am Ha'aretz. The Gemara says, maybe. Abai Yama B'Kuti Chaver. Maybe this is a Kuti. That's a Talmud Chacham. Rava says, Afilu Teme B'Kuti Am Ha'aretz. This could be is even a Kuti that's maybe not a Talmud Chacham. This doesn't have to be a Chash of a Kuti. But when the Braisa said Ein Mezamnin Al Ha'aretz, it didn't mean an Am Ha'aretz in the sense that he's not a Talmud Chacham, but rather the definition of Am Ha'aretz in that Braisa is something a little bit more precise. What does it mean? It means the Rabbanon's definition in their machloikas with Rav Meir regarding what exactly is an Am Ha'aretz. The Gemara explains, the time we learn to the Braisa, Eizeu Am Ha'aretz, Kol She'eino Yoichol, Chula B'Tahayra Divir Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that any person that doesn't eat his Chulim B'Tahayra is considered an Am Ha'aretz. So some people will mock bit to eat Chulim B'Tahayra. You don't have to eat Chulim B'Tahayra. You have to eat Chumim B'Tahayra. You have to eat Kachim B'Tahayra. Chulim B'Tahayra you don't necessarily have to eat, but there were people that were mocked bit. Rav Meir held that any person that's not Oichol Chula B'Tahayra, he's an Am Ha'aretz. Chacham said, Kol She'eino Ma'asa Peiros of Karoi. Am Ha'aretz is a person that doesn't give, is not ma'aser, meaning a person that we know for a fact, not roiv am ha'aretz ma'aser, a person that we know for a fact doesn't give ma'asers, he's an Am Ha'aretz. So if that's the case, if that's the Rabbanan's definition in a braisa regarding Am Ha'aretz, so we could say that the braisa that said imazam na la'aretz means that Am Ha'aretz. Not stam an Am Ha'aretz. An Am Ha'aretz that doesn't give ma'asrus. Mechatei se kuti doesn't give ma'asrus. In fact, says the Gemara, the kutim asure ma'asru. Kidachazi. Debemaydech sibay rice and mizaziri. Because not only did Kutim give ma'asrus, they were very frum when it came to ma'asrus. Because anything that the Kutim took upon themselves, apparently they were very, very makbidin. The Amar Mar, kol mitzvah shechzigu ba Kutim, harbe medaktikim ba yoysim Yisrael. So for all that we talk about Kutim throughout Shas, they're not makbidin this, they're not makbidin that. Yeah, there were things they were makbidin on. But if they took it seriously, they took it seriously. So they may not always take on chumras, but when they do it on another level. And that's the whole point. The point is that ma'asrus was something they did. So mehechat teisi, they should have a din Am Ha'aretz as it relates to this halacha. So it's true, ein mezamnin al Am Ha'aretz. But a kuti, yeah. Aye, what do you mean? The kuti is not an Am Ha'aretz? Well, it depends what your definition of Am Ha'aretz. Right, the other day we spoke about what's a Talmud Chacham, and depending on different sugyas, you have different definitions of Talmud Chacham. Here we have the antithesis. What's the definition of an Am Ha'aretz? Again, it depends on the sugya. Sometimes an Am Ha'aretz can mean one thing, sometimes it can mean another thing. In the halachas of Zimun, argues the Gemara, Ein mezamnin al Ha'aretz means something very specific. Someone who doesn't give ma'asrus.
Kutim fakert, the kutim were very gishmak. They were very, very stark when it came to the halachas of maisos. On the topic of Amma Oretz, the Gemara digresses for a moment. Tanu Rabbanan, they say, Amma Oretz, kol she'ene koira kriyashma arvis v'shachris, divi Rebbe Yezer. Rebbe Yezer says an Amma Oretz is a person that doesn't say kriyashma in the morning, he doesn't say kriyashma at night. Rabbi Shua says, kol she'ene meniach tefillin. Ben Azay Omer, kol she'ene loy tzitzis bebigdai. Rab Nassan Omer, kol she'ene loy mezuz al pischai. Rab Nassan by Yosef Omer, kol she'yesh loy bonim. The inner megadlin the Talmud Torah. He's an Amaretz. Acherim Oimrim. Acherim said, Afilu Kara, Vishana, a person learned. But Veleshimish Talmide Chachamim, Hareza Am Ha'aretz. Now, this is often quoted. What does it mean? Pashut, it sounds like a person learns Torah the whole day. But he doesn't. He's not Mishamish Talmide Chachamim. He doesn't have Shimish by a Talmud Chacham. Look at Rashi. Shleshimish Talmide Chachamim, who at Talmud? It's referring to Talmud, Hatoli Besvara. Again, what did Acherim say? Kara, he learned Mikra. Vishana and he learned Mishnah. V'leishimish Talmid Chacham. What's missing? Gemara, Talmud. Talmud Besvara. Shall you noisim ledivrei Mishnah Tam? V'yu misasfin yachad v'oiskim ba. V'hi dugmas haGemara shesidru hamayra. What do you mean dugmas haGemara? It's not the Gemara, no, because it's a brisa. So the brisa predates the Gemara. It's just dugmas haGemara. So v'leishimish Talmid Chachamim says Rashi means someone that knows Mikra, he knows Mishnah, but he doesn't know Gemara. That's the v'leishimish Talmid Chacham. That's what Amma Oretz means. Amar Rav Huna, what's the halacha? Halacha kache. Rami Bar Chama le'azmin oled Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. Rami Bar Chama didn't allow Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa to participate in a zimun. Why? The Tani Safra v'sefri v'hilchasa. And even though he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but he felt he wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. And being that he wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, he felt that he fits Acherim's definition of an Amoritz. He was Kara, he was Shana, but he wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chacham, so he didn't allow. Kinoch Nafshid Rami Bar Chama, when Rami Bar Chama was, again, Rami Bar Chama didn't allow Rabbi Nash Bar Tachlifa to be part of the Mezumin. So Amar Rabbi said, Loinoch Nafshid Rami Bar Chama, Elo Delay Azmin, Arab Menash Bar Tachlifa. That the reason Rami Bar Chama died is because of what he, the Kpeda that he caused Rabbi Nash Bar Tachlifa. Fate the Gemara, but why, what did he do wrong? He was following the Alocha. Vatanya Acherim, Maim Rafilu Kar, Vashon So Khuri, he was doing the right thing. We said Alocha Kacherim, and the Brisa says E Mizamnin Ala Amoritz. So wasn't he doing the right thing? Again, it's basic math. E Mizamnin Ala Amoritz. We have a machlokes what Amoritz means. Acherim says Amoritz is someone that he's a Talmud Chacham, but he was Leishimish Talmud Chacham. Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa apparently wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. Rami Bar Chama was just following the law. So if he just was imposing a Mefurish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, so why did he deserve to die for this? So the Gemara Shani Rami Nash Bar Tachlifa Demashmuhu Lirabanon. Zog Rashi? No, he was Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. Rami Bar Chama just didn't know that. For Rami Bar Chama, who did loy dog abasme, he didn't inspect it carefully, and as a result, he made a mistake, and that was the problem. Lishnachrino, the shama shmeitzam ipuy the rabbanim v'garasu kutzum rabbanim dami. Even though he wasn't technically mishamish talmid chachamim, but he did something that was similar. Meaning, he at the end of the day was similar to someone that was mishamish talmid chachamim. The point is, Rami Bar Chama made a mistake, and because Rami Bar Chama made a mistake, that's why this halacha was true. Achal tevel u meiser. So then the Mishnah went on and gave a whole list of examples where if somebody eats certain foods, he can't be mitzaref lezima. So he explained the list of those achilois that you would have had a hava mina, maybe are not good achilois. Yet they are mitzaref lezimun. Then we had the list of not. So the first ones mentioned were achal tevel umaiser rishon shloi nit lechumas. Here's the Gemara. Tevel pshita. Obviously, somebody eats tevel. It's like eating a vela. It's macholas asuris. The Gemara says leitzricha betevel tevel midrabanan. We're talking about something that's only tevel midrabanan. So you would have thought, being that it's only tevel midrabanan, kamash one that even that's wrong. Hey, Kedami, what's an example of tevel midrabanan? But also sheni nakav. It's talking about tefuah that grew in a flower pot that's not nakav. It's not perforated on the bottom. And therefore, being that it's not yoinik directly from the ground, it's not chayv and chumas umaisis midiraisa, only midirabanan, or midirabanan it is, so it's tevel midirabanan. That's the chiddush, even tevel midirabanan. Maiser rishoin, shaloi nitla trumasai. We said, also it's considered macholis asuris. Feit the Gemara, pshita, isn't that obvious? Going back to the cheshbon that we had earlier, kigoyin shektima b'kri. No, it's talking about where, of course, this person gave Trumas Meiser. If he didn't give Trumas Meiser, then what would have been Nahavamina? Then it's regular Macholus Asuris. Of course it's not Mitzdarif. The Chiddush is where you didn't give Truma Gedoyla. Okay, if you didn't give Truma Gedoyla, then it's also Pashit. No. The reason it's not so pashut is because it's talking about where the Yid, the Yisrael, gave the Maaser Rishon before he gave the Truma Gedolah. He just gave it Bikri. The Chiddush is, Mao de Tema, I would have thought, could Amalei Rapapa Labai. I would have thought, like Rav Papa asked Abaya, what was his kasha? That if there's a halacha, that if you give the Maaser Rishon before you give the Truma Gedolah, the Levi only has to give Maaser and Amaaser, but he doesn't have to give Truma Gedolah and Maaser and Amaaser, so maybe you don't have to give Truma Gedolah. Kamashmo and Kedeshani Le, like we said earlier, that there's another drasha that says, Mikol Masrei Seichem, Torimu is called Truma Sashem, that the only time the Levi doesn't have to give the Truma Gedolah when he got the Maaser Rishon before the Israel gave the Truma Gedolah is when he got a Beshibola, but when he got a Bekriya, yeah, the point is that Shakla Vitaria that the Gemara mentioned on the bottom of Memzayin Amad Aleph, on the top of Memzayin Amad Beis, that's the Chiddush of this line of Mishnah. The Mishnah said are not other examples of Achilos that are not Mitzarif. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Leitzricha, Shenifto, and no, he was paided, but he wasn't paided properly. What's an example of not being paided properly? You use the coin, but not a coin that has a picture on it. That's to be a tzura on the coin that used to be Michal Maisa Sheni. Kesef Sheshel of Tzura Hektish, what's an example of not being paid the Hektish properly? Shechuli al Gabi Karka, Veloi Padei Bekesef. Rachmano Amav, and also a Kesef Akamla. You use Karka, point is you were paid, you just weren't paid properly. That was another example the Mishnah gave of what's considered not an achila, can't be mitzaref lezima. Freit the Gemara, pshita, sok the Gemara, aidi the tana reisha, kizayis, tana seva pachas, it really is no chiddush. The chiddush was the reisha, that the shamish could be mitzaref when he eats a kizayis. What did we say the chiddush was? The chiddush was that his achila is considered an achila. It's considered a kaveya. The fact that a shamish who eats less than a kizayis is not mitzaref, that's pasha. But we mentioned the shamish that eats kizayis could be mitzvah, so we mentioned the Shamas that it's less than the Gezayis can't be mitzvah. V'hanochri in mezam nenolav. Says the Gemara, this is also pshito. Hacha b'mayaskinam beger shemo v'loy tava. We're not talking about a regular non-Jew, but we're talking about someone that's in the process of geiris. He did the mila, but he didn't do the tefillah. So how do you become a ger? Mila, tefillah, kabbalah, mitzvahs. So you're in between the mila and the tefillah. Amar Rabzeir, Rabbi Yoichin, loy lamein ager, ad sheyomul v'yitfal. Even though this is a sugya, mesachtes yuvamis, and perak ha-chaylitz, but the bottom line is Rabbi Yoichinan, who said, ein ager, ad sheyimul v'yitmul. V'kamet loy tov v'nochriu, that's the chiddush, he's considered a non-Jew. If he's a non-Jew, he's not going to be mitzdarif. Noshim v'avodim v'ktanim, ein min zamnin aleim. So the next 10 lines or so are absolutely epic. There's so much raid going on here on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amid Base. So we'll go through the Gemara, and then we'll try to do what we do. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, so again, Noshim, Avodim, and Ktanim are not Mitzdarif Lezima. Ein Mizamnin Aleim. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Katan Hamutal Barisa, Mizamnin Alav. A baby that's even in a crib, so young, he's Mitzdarif Lezima. Freak the Gemara, Vatran, Noshim, Avodim, and Ktanim, Ein Mizamnin Aleim. So the Gemara says, Uda Omer Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Omer Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Avod Bisham, Katan Hamutal Barisa, Ein Mizamnin Alav. Even though you're right, a Katan really is Ein Mizamnin Olive. But if you want to be mezamein with a minion and you need a tzenta, so you should be able to say Elokeinu, the katan hamuto barisa, he can count as the tzenta. And that's what Rabbi Yossi meant. Katan hamuto barisa mezamnin olive, a katan could be a tzenta. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Tisha ve'eved mitzarfen. That an eved kanani could also be a tzenta. So what's an eved kanani? An eved kanani is a non-Jew that was sold into slavery to a Jewish owner. Once upon a time, if that happened, the halacha was the Jewish owner had an obligation to do bris milah, to circumcise his Eved Kanani. And it wasn't just a symbolic circumcision. It was actually a miktas geiris. We just spoke about a ger, that's mavo loy tavo. That's what he was. On some level, there was a geiris taking place. So much so that the Rambam says that an Eved Kanani is a Yisrael b'miktas. And that's why we find an Eved Kanani was obligated in certain mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs was he obligated in? Anything that a woman's obligated in, an Eved Kanani is obligated in. Which means an Eved Kanani has to keep all the loy sases. An Eved Kanani is obligated all mitzvah sases. She'in hazman gerom. So an Eved Kanani is a Yisrael b'miktas. Said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that if you are trying to put together a minion, you have 9 yidin gemurim and you have an Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani can be mitzdarif. Meaning he's for sure not a regular yid, so you would think he can't be mitzdarif to a minion. And by the way, if he's like a woman can't be mitzaref to a minyan. Said Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Tisha the Eved, mitzaref. Afraid to Gemara, Meis face, that's true. Meis said there was a story. Berebbe Eliezer. She nichlas the Beis HaKnesses. He entered the Beis HaKnesses. V'lei matza asar, and he couldn't find a minyan. And they were trying to find a minyan. So you know what he did? V'shichrer avdoi. He had his Eved Kanani with him. So Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacher his Eved Kanani. By being Meshacher him, he became a full-fledged Yisrael, because that's the halacha. So now he had a tzeita, v'shlimi la'asar. Afraid to Gemara, shichrer yin, loy shichrer loy. It sounds like he had to be Meshacher him. So the Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha doesn't stim with a ma'aseh shahaya kachaya with Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, no, you know what happened over there? Over there, they weren't just looking for a tzeita. They needed a ninth man also. Trey itztrichu. They needed two. Shichur chad. So Rabbi Eliezer did was, he was meshacher one of his avodah, v'nafik b'chad, and he used his other eviknani as the tzeita, meaning the eviknani works, but only as a tzeita. He can't work as the ninth, so fakir, he needed two. He was Meshacher one for the ninth man, but for the tzeita, what? The Gemara says, "V'heichi avid hachi." How could Rabbi Eliezer do this? From Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kol Meshacher avdoi." If someone's Meshacher seven kanani, Rabbi Basay shenemar lo oilam behem tavoid. Now the truth is, this is a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara Masechtis Soita Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. But the point is, it is Rabbi Akiva's Shita, and the Gemara assumes that this was probably Rabbi Eliezer's Shita as well, maybe because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. But regardless, Meshacher Avdo Ever Baseh, you're not allowed to be Meshacher, you're Eved Kanani. So how is Rabbi Eliezer allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, Ledvar Mitzvah Shiny, he was doing it for a mitzvah. Abinder was doing it for a mitzvah, so it was okay. What was the mitzvah? A minion. Faith the Gemara was doing it for a mitzvah. Mitzvah Baba Averahi. What do you mean he was doing it for a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah Baba Avera. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah de Rabbim Shiny. It's true, this is a mitzvah habab avera, but at the same time, it was being done for a mitzvah the rabbim, and being that it was being done for a mitzvah the rabbim, the issue of mitzvah habab avera somehow doesn't apply, and as a result, this wasn't an issue. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. One last gemara. A person should get up early in the morning and go to the Beis HaKnesses. Kidei sheyiske v'yimneh masara rishonim. So he should be part of the sara rishonim. Why shafilu me'abah machrov? Even if 100 people come afterwards, kibbutz olav schar kul, he's going to get all the reward. What, the 11th man doesn't get any schar? Mar says, he's going to get schar keneged kul. So you take all the schar from all the people that are going to dominate in that minyan. If you're from the asara rishonim, your neutral schar kineged kulam. Amar Avuna Tisha va'arim mitzdarfen. If you have 9 people and the arin, the bima is the 10th man. Amar Rav Nachman va'arin gavrahu. What, the arin's a person? Amar Avuna Tisha nirin kasar mitzdarfen. You have 9 people, but they look like they're 10. Then it could be mitzdarf. Amar Rav Nachman said kimechanfi means if they're all together, then it looks like 10. Amar Rav Nachman said kimevaji. No, just the opposite. When they're spread out, that's when it looks like 10. Amar Rav Ami shnayim v'shabbos mitzdarfen. So you're sitting down at the Shabbos meal. There's 2 people, and you want to be mezami. So you have 2 people. Shabbos could be the 3rd man, and you could be mitzdarf. Amar Rav Nachman v'shabbos gavruhu. The Shabbos a person. Amar Rav Ami shnei tamid chachamim hamechadin zeze balochem. You have 2 tamid chachamim, and the mechadin zeze balochem mitzdarfen. Then they could be. Machri Rav Chizda pointed. He said, "Kegoyin Anover Rav Sheshes." 2 Tamid Chachamim, meaning like me and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Machri Rav Sheshes also pointed, and he said, "Kegoyin Anover Rav Chizda," like me and Rav Chizda. So we just went through a lot in 37 minutes, and we have a lot to talk about. So a few ha'aretz. Let's just go back to the beginning of the daf first and mention one ha'ara related to the amens. So the Gemara spoke about if somebody says amen improperly, it could be a problem. Ein oy oynin loy amen chatufa, v'loy amen ketufa, v'loy amen yisoyma. What's an amen chatufa? Somebody says instead of amen, he pronounces the aleph as if it had a shva underneath it. An amen ketufa, he doesn't pronounce the end in it. He says amen. He doesn't say amen. An amen yisoyma says Rashi means shaloy shama habracha ela shashama sha'oynin amen. So you walk into shul and you hear everybody screaming amen. Could you say amen? Says Rashi, it's an Amin Yisoyma. And an Amin Yisoyma is very, very scary. In fact, the Gemara said, Benazai said, Kolo'ina Amin Yisoyma, you, bon of Yisoyma. The bottom line is that an Amin Yisoyma is somebody that says Amin without actually hearing the Brah. But Rashi asks Akasha, Rashi right here, asks Akasha from a Gemara, a well-known Gemara, the Gemara Mesech the Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Rashi, the Gemara says as follows, Tanya, Rabbi Huda Omer, Mishalai Ra, do you plustin shal Alexandria shal Mitzrayim, like Ra bekfoydin shal Yisrael. So it's a little bit unclear, historically, when exactly this event that the Gemara is about to describe took place. But the Gemara is describing a Beis HaKnesses that was in Alexandria. Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. Amru, Kimin Basilki Gedai Lahayska. It was a huge Basilki. Stav Lifnim Yistav. There were rows and rows of benches. Pa'amim Shayu Sham. Sometimes, you know how many people were there? Shishim Riboy Al Shishim Riboy. Kiflayim Kiyotim Mitzrayim. Twice the amount of people that left Mitzrayim. So how many people left Mitzrayim? 600,000. So 600,000 times two. There were 71 cheers that were connected to 71 members of the Sanhedrin. And this pseudo Sanhedrin that existed in Alexandria, the members would sit on these cheers. They were made out of gold. And then the Brisa describes how much the gold weighed. The point is, this the Ashiris was off the charts as well. And there was a bima that was in the middle of the shul. And the Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamas, the Gaba, the shul, he would stand on the bima, and he had flags in his hand. When it came time to say Amen, so you have 1.2 million people in the same base like Nessus. So how are you supposed to hear Amen? So he would wave his flag. Hello, Mainif Basudar, V'cholam, Einam Amen. V'lei hayu eishishamu Ravin. And the seating was very, very precise. Zahavim b'fnei atzmam. All the goldsmiths would sit separately. V'chasavim b'fnei atzmam, the silversmith. V'napachim and the blacksmiths. V'tarsiyim and the coppersmiths. V'gadiyim, the weavers. What was the point? So Pashim Shat, the Brisa says, G'shani nichnasham, like this when it was a conference every day, right? Like this, when the Arama would walk in, so he would know. Let's say he's a coppersmith and he's looking for Parnassah. So they did this Pashim for the Arama. That's why the Velt says, why did they do this? It's like this, nobody would talk during davening because nobody wants to give away their trade secrets. It's like this, you sit with your competition, you're going to daven or learn. But like this, you're not going to talk during davening. But that's not the real reason. The reason is a person's coming in and he knows what he can do and he's looking for a job. So he would sit with the weavers. He would sit with the coppersmiths. Regardless, so you have this unbelievable shul where the Gemara talks about the haflogos that went on over there. But one thing is clear. It was impossible to hear the Baal Tvila. So they had a Chazan HaKnesses. He would stand mamish on the bima. He would wave a flag. Like this, the Olam knew when to say Amen. Frank Rashi and Tosfos has the same kasha as well. As Shimon HaGemar, it's an Amen Yisayma. What's an Amen Yisayma? You're saying Amen when you didn't hear the bracha. They didn't hear the bracha. They saw flags waving, and based on that, they said Amen. L'chayr, it's an Amen Yisayma. As I Frank Rashi, as I Frank Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos, right here in our Gemara, Brachas Mem Zayin Amen Aleph, both say the same thing. That you see from here that an Amen Yisayma doesn't simply mean that you didn't hear the bracha. It's okay to say Amen even if you didn't hear the bracha, but you have to know the bracha that you're saying Amen to. So if you know what you're saying Amen to, then it's okay. You know when it's an Amen Yisayma? When you didn't hear the bracha, and you also have no idea what you're saying Amen to. That's a problem. That's a bezoyin. And that's an Amen Yisayma. That's what Ben Azai said, that it's very, very chomer. But as it relates to a person who knows the bracha that he's supposed to be answering, he just can't hear the Shliach Tzibur, that's not an issue. In that case over there, Masechtas Sukkah, there was a cheshbon, the oilum was, they were holding, they just couldn't hear. But they were following in their Sidurim, and they knew what they were saying Amen too, being that they knew that they were saying Amen too, it's for that reason it wasn't considered an Amen Yisayma. That's what Rashi and Tosfos both say here, brachas mem zayinu manal. But there's another mahalach in the Rishayinim, and that is Tosfos and Masechtas Sukkah right there. It's the top Tosfos on daf, nun beiz amen aleph. Tosfos has a different terence. Tosfos says that you have to say that an Amen Yisayim is only if a person is answering Amen to a bracha that he wants to be yotzeh with. Meaning, someone's being mitzeh you with a bracha, and you're going to say Amen, and you didn't hear the bracha, so it's over there that it's a problem. So if the person's making the bracha to be mitzeh you, or you're being yotzeh with this bracha, and you say Amen without hearing the bracha, that's when it's an Amen Yisayim. Over here, these were brachas that the oilam there in the Beis HaKnesses was saying themselves anyways. They were saying Amen to Chazaras HaShatz, or whatever it was, but they themselves had made those brachas. They didn't need the bracha. These weren't brachas that they were trying to be yotzeh something with, but rather, they were just saying Amen. It's part of davening. But they're not being yotzeh. They don't need the bracha, they need the Amen. There, it's not a problem. When you need the bracha, your Amen is so that you can now, through Shemeya Ka'ina, be Yoitzer the Bracha, then there's a halacha that if you say Amen without hearing the Bracha, it's an Amen Yisayma. But that's not what that case was over there, and as a result, it wasn't an issue. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Chav Dala, brings the halacha of Amen Yisayma. And the Mechaber says as follows, V'lo Ya'ane Amen Yisayma. What does that mean? Dahainu, Shehu Chayev B'Bracha Achas, you're Chayev in a Bracha, V'Shliach Tzibu Mevarach Haisa, the Shliach Tzibu is making the Bracha, V'Zeh Eino Yisayma, you don't hear the Bracha. Alpha Pishayadeh is a bracha mevarech. Even if you know the bracha that the Shliach Tzibur is making. The Mechaber brings the halacha of Amin Yisayma. But which definition of Amin Yisayma? Toisvus and Sukkah, Daf Membeis Amenav. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Machmirim, there are people that are Machmir, that afilu enoi mechuyiv ba'oisa bracha. That even if you're not mechuyiv in the bracha, lo ya'ana amen, but says the Ramah, em enoi yoideya ba'oisa bracha, kol yach shayach tzibur. If you don't know which bracha, what's the makar to the Ramah? It's Rashi and Toisvus and Brachas, Daf Memzayin Amenav. In other words, do it two terutzim to answer the apparent contradiction between the Gemara Brachas Memzayin Amenav and the Gemara Sukkah Nun Aleph Amid Beis. One teretz was that the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about a bracha that you don't have to be yoytza with. The Gemara in Brachas is talking about a bracha you do have to be yoytza with. The other teretz was that it doesn't matter whether it's a bracha you need to be yoytza with or not. What matters is, do you know the bracha or do you not know the bracha? It doesn't matter if you don't hear the bracha, if you know the bracha. In Brachas Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, you don't even know the bracha you're answering Ami to. In Sukkah Nun Aleph Amid Beis, you do know the bracha that you're answering Ami to. The Mechaber brings Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. The Ramah V'yesh Machmirin brings Rashi and Tosfos in Brachas Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. The Bir Halacha says that even though at first glance you would think that this is a Sofik Brachas. So if it's a Sofik Brachas, you should go Lahakal, right? That's what you would think. That it's a Sofik Brachas, you should go Lahakal. So that even though the Ramah said V'yesh Machmirim, not to answer Amen to a Bracha, that you don't have to be honest if you don't know what the Bracha is. Again, Halacha L'mayis, you walk into Shul and you hear the Olam saying Amen. You have no idea what they're saying Amen to. It's not a Bracha you need. You're not trying to be honest with Kiyah Shaifana. This is, you just walked in, someone's saying Kaddish. So the question is, could you just jump in and say Amen? It's Machabi Ramah. Of a Yesh Machmir. So you would think for sure you could be Mekel. What's the Shiloh? But says the Bir Halacha, I'm uncomfortable being Mekel. Because Ben Azai said that if someone says an Amen Yisoyma, Yiyu Bon of Yisoymim. So he says, I don't think you should be Mekel. Bir Halacha doesn't say these words, but Pshad is Pashit. Pshad is that the Gemara says, Chamira Sakanta Meisura. And we've spoken out many times that Chamira Sakanta Meisura, Tshuvas from Gedoyle Yisrael, from Kadmoinim, impact Halacha in the world of Sveikos. So whereas ordinarily you could be Soymech and Chazaka, but maybe that's only when it's a question of Isva Heter, not when it's a question of Sakana. Ordinarily Bittel Barayv, not when it's a question of Sakana. So for example, to eat meat and fish together is a question of Sakana. So there's a Taz in Shulchan Aruch that says that over there there's no Bittel B'Shishim. Why? Because even though Bittel B'Shishim, that works for Nevela, that works for something that's a question of Isser. But Sakana, Chamira Sakanta Meisura, this is Mohammed. So it's true that Safik Brach is ordinarily is the hakel, but this is more common than Safik Brachas, because this is a question of Sakana, you bon of Yisoymim. Oh, it's a question of Sakana, Chamir Sakanta Meisura, says the Bir Halacha. Over here you have to be Machmer. So even though you would think it's a question of Safik Brachas, this is going to be different. Because of this Halacha of Amin Yisoymim, there's a Chumrah that certain people take on. It's attributed to the Gra and Brisk, they Firzach this way, and that is there are people that don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. Right? Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai is Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's also brought down a Simon Kuf Chav Dalin, it's Siv Kotten Hei. Kol Baruch HaShadim Shemeya B'chol Makayim Oymer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. The Makar to this is the Gemara Masech Tzum and Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara says that when the Yidden heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shema Mefairish on Yom Kippur, they would say Baruch Shem Kvayt Malchusoy Loilam Vod. And the Gemara says, you see from here that any time you hear the Shema Hashem, even though that was the Shema Mefairish, but any time you hear the Shem Hashem, you have to give Shvach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Makar. You hear Hashem's name, you say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemai. And it's a Halach and Shulchan Aruch. But in the Maisa Rav, they bring from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon didn't say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemai. And the Mishnah Brura and the Shari Tzion quotes the Maisa Rav. He says, I am Maisa Rav. He says, the reason is because the Vilna Gaon was concerned that if you're going to say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemai, you may not hear the Chasim of the Bracha. And if you don't hear the Chasim of the Bracha and you say Amen, could be, it's going to be an Amin Yisoyma. Even though you're not trying to be Yoitza with this bracha, but it's a Yesh Machmirim in the Ramah, and Chamir Sakanta Meisura. So the minig, not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, for those that have that minig, you want to know the rest of the story? This is the story. It comes from the halach of Amin Yisoyma. Another reason the Talmidei Agra say that they heard B'Shem the Rebbe was that once upon a time, Chazaras HaShatz was for people that didn't know how to daven Shemayin Esrei. So the Shliach Tzibur would say Chazaras HaShatz. Today, it's symbolic, but it's a minig ba'alma, because it's just meaning obviously to be a deno, because everybody says their own Shemayin Esrei. But once upon a time, the Shliach Tzibur would be in heaven mind to be mecham, just like the mezamin is being moitzi the oilam with benching. So the Shliach Tzibur would be moitzi the oilam with Chazaras HaShatz. So said the Vilna Gaon that when a person's yoitza bracha with somebody else, you can't talk during the bracha. You can't be mafsek. Let's say someone's being mitzvah with a bracha, you can't say baruch hu shamay. It's going to be a hefsek. You have to eat a whole bracha and then say amen on the whole bracha. Because once you say baruch hu shamay, you cut the bracha in half. Now the amen is only on what was said after the baruch hu shamay. You don't have the whole bracha. So said the Gra that being the chazaras hashatz was instituted initially. It was instituted initially to be mitzi the oilam, which means for sure they couldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. So we keep the minhag Aviseinu B'Yodeinu. It retains the tzura of the way it once was, and it follows that halacha as mezuknish Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Fascinating. When it comes to Chazar Sashas, that's an interesting idea that could have other implications. Regardless, we have to move. So that's the first hara. That's the first hara. The second hara is, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that even though you need 10 Jews to make up a minyan, you could be meko when it comes to the tzeita, which is interesting because asiri kodesh, asiri vaday, you have these concepts in halacha. But when it comes to a minyan, we're very meko when it comes to the asiri. The asiri could be a katan abuto barisa. The asiri could be even a nebuchadnezzar. The Mardchai right here quotes from Rabbeinu Simcha. The Rabbeinu Simcha says that if an Eved Kenani could be a tzeita, then I think a woman could also be in Tzeita. Because an Eved Kenani and a woman are always the same in the halacha. So says Rabbeinu Simcha, that I believe that just Matzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, Eved ve'isha mitstarfen, bein letfindla, bein lebarach elikeinu. Halacha l'maisa. That's what the Mardchai brings, b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha. They can be mitstarf, even a woman for a minute. But again, it's all based on this idea that when it comes to a Tzeita's, well, the Gemara, is that true? A maisa shayu kachayu with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was in a situation. There was a predicament. They needed a tzeita, and they didn't have anybody. So he had an Eved Kenani. He was Meshacher, his Eved Kenani. So you see, why was he Meshacherim? Why couldn't Eved Kenani be Mitzdarif? It says the Gemara. No, really, he needed two. He didn't just need one. He was Meshacher's Eved Kenani to have the ninth person in Fakir. He had another Eved Kenani, and the other Eved Kenani was Mitzdarif as the tzeita. And the Gemara says, whoa, one second. Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacher and Eved Kenani for a ninth man or a tenth man? How could you do that? Meshacher Avdo Evde Basay? So the Gemara says, no, he did it for a mitzvah. Who cares? It's a mitzvah Babavera. Says the Gemara, mitzvah de Rabin Shaini. So a few R's. Number one, it's Yadua that the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, Shailos Tshuvas, Chacham Tzvi. It's a Chelek Aleph. It's Shaila Tzadik Gimel. He says Nistapakti Adam Hanoitzer Al Yedei Seifa Yetzira. If somebody knows how to create a person, Seifa Yetzira, he can create a goylem. Ka'isa Sha'amru B'Sanhedrin. He said it's a Mufurish Gemara Sanhedrin. I'm Samechei Amid Beis. Rabba Baragavra. The Rabba once created a goylem. V'chein Heidu Al Zikni. He said they say the same thing about my grandfather. Hagoyin Rebeliyo of Bezdin the Chalim. So apparently the Chamsvi had a Zayda from Chal. I also was zeichet to have a Zayda from Chal. But regardless, and he said that he made a goylem. And the question was, is that this Zayda that was from Chelem, who made a goylem, he said, mi mitztaref lasar. Could it be mitztaref lasar? It counts for the minion? Or does it not count for a minion? What's the shaila? So what would you say the shaila is? I don't know, is it a person, is it not a person? So let's learn the Chacham Tzvi with the fingers. What are the two tzadim over here? So he says like this, mi amrin, and do we say, kimen dechsev niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael? This is fascinating. Loi mitztarif, you need a yid, the goylem is a yid, how could the goylem be a yid? Oidom, or perhaps, kimen dechaim ilam esanhedrin, amagado yosem b'toich besoi, mal olav akosav kilu yoldoi, that if somebody raises a child, it's as a kilu yoldoi, so I'm skipping, hochi nami, kimen shemaisi yedeim shal tzadikim hu. You brought him into existence. You're any worse than if you supported him. Havalei bechlal bnei Yisrael. Why? Shemaisi dem shal tzadikin. Hein told Isa. If it's your child, then it's maisi dem shal tzadikin. Then it's a yid. What? It's a guy. If it's kiilu yoldai, then it should be a yid. So this is another marimakim in the world of kiilu, quote unquote. But regardless, this was the shaila. This was the shaila of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi brought a raya from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Samachay Medbeis. But it's Yadua that the Chida in his Birkei Yosef says that he once heard a kasha on this Chacham Tzvi, and that is Ro'isi b'michtav l'rav rab leib katz ben harav shar Ephraim shehevi raya. He had a raya from a Gemara. You know what the Gemara is? Brachas mem zayin amud beis. The Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer was in a little bit of a situation. They needed a tzeita, maybe a ninta, and they didn't know what to do. So you know what Rabbi Eliezer did? He was meshacher as Eved. And the Gemara says really was very controversial because I'm meshacher abdo Eved Basay. But what was he supposed to do? But the last brera, this is what he did. So this yid, the son of the Shar Ephraim asks, why did Rebbe Eliezer have to be Meshachar as Evan? I had a much better idea. He should have created a Goylem. And if he would have created a Goylem, then like this, he wouldn't have had a problem. Now, maybe Rebbe Eliezer couldn't create a Goylem. So he was Meisef in the Kasha. The Rebbe Eliezer, HaGodol, Koichai Godol. Rebbe Eliezer knew how to create a Goylem, Kamosha Mavur, B'Medrash Hanelam. Before Medrash Hanelam, the Rebbe Eliezer for sure, look in the Medrash Hanelam, and you'll know that Rebbe Eliezer knew how to, so that was his kasha. So his kasha, why didn't he make a golem? Oh, must be a riot to the one side of the Chacham Tzvi's Chakira, that a golem doesn't count in a minute. So I don't know exactly what this Medrash Hanelam is, but I'll tell you one thing. And that is that we always speak out that the Radal, Rebbe David Luria, wrote a Pirish on the Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer. He also wrote several Hakdamos to his Pirish on Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer. One of them is called Kunchas Shem Ha'echad Eliezer. At the end of Kunchas Shem Ha'echad Eliezer, he says as follows. When we talk about Rebbe Eliezer, it's important to realize he wasn't only great in Mishnah. Ela'af besisrei ha'merkavo. Who Rebbe Eliezer Yisoida Kabbalah? Rebbe Eliezer was incredibly great in the world of in Kabbalah as well. Umatzasi ba'akdom ha'sefer bris menucha shakasa. Shab Yochanan ben Zakkai v'yoynesem ben Oziel masru soides ha'toyro l'Rebbe Eliezer. They gave it all over to Rebbe Eliezer. He quotes it from the Zohar as well, that Rebbe Eliezer was mekabel from his Rebbe, Rebbe Yechon ben Zakkai, and from Yonasan ben Uziel, unbelievable things in Kabbalah. And then he says as follows, V'Rebbe Eliezer hu shemas Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Eliezer had a Talmud Rebbe Akiva, and he took over these soidos in Kabbalah, listen, and he gave it over to his Talmud Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva also had a Talmud that he gave over his Kabbalah to, you know his name was? Rabbi Shimon Bayichai, Rabbi Akiva Masrul, Rabbi Shimon v'Chaverav, v'Nemtzenu l'Meidim. So you know what it comes out, says the Radal? It comes out from this. Sha'af divrei kabbalosei shel Rabbi Shimon Bayichai b'zoyer, v'tikunim yisoidam mikabbalosei shel Rabbi Eliezer. That the whole Zoyer, which is Rabbi Shimon Bayichai, comes from Rabbi Akiva, it comes from Rabbi Eliezer. He said, v'gedoyli ha'mekubolim ha'rishoynim zal, sh'loi nigla b'yameyim sefer ha'zoyer. This is what he says. The Rishonim that never had desire. The Rishonim never had desire. Kimaya Ramban, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rav Tudros Halevi, Boitzra Kovod, Hoyu Mishtamshin Lo'or, but even though, says the Radal, they didn't have desire, they tapped into desire. Had they tapped into desire, they used to learn Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer. And through Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer, they were able to tap into the soidas of desire. V'afar akanti v'ram ben gavoy b'alavoydes ha'koydesh k'var nigla b'meim sefer azay b'chol zeh b'yoysim shoysi meimi rabbi yisema rabbam ha'talmidov lo yzozu yodam el chaviv divrei ha'Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer la'aviyam tomid yachav im sefer azay. They would always carry it together with desire. V'lochein, he says, tarachti b'mat yediyasi lirmoiz u lo'oyre ha'ma'ayim ha'mekoyim es har. It's unbelievable. So the Radal turned the whole Zohar into Rebbe Eliezer. The Zohar is Kedai Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon Bayichai, it's like Ba'oim, this is the Zohar. The Ma'ara says the Radal, you want to know the rest of the story? Reb Shimon Bayichai was Mekabel, the Zohar from his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, who was Mekabel it from Rebbe Eliezer, and that's why the Rishonim, who didn't have the Zohar, but they had Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer, and through Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer was escalated to them on some level. Some of the soidas that you have in the Zohar HaKadosh, but regardless, he says that this is what's going on over here. He says he thinks that that's why he was called Rebbe Eliezer. Regardless, Dvarim Neflam. So it comes out. Rebbe Eliezer was Shein Emol Koich HaGadol. Rebbe Eliezer is the Yisoid. He's the Shoyrish of all the Kabbalah that we have. The Zohar, Rebbe Shimon Bayichai. Nobody would question that Rebbe Shimon Bayichai could make a Goyel. Where is Rebbe Shimon Bayichai? Where's the Zohar from? The Zohar traces itself back to Rebbe Eliezer, but just, we ran out of time. We're leaving so much on the table. We'll get into this tomorrow. But just to be Messiah with one Ha'ara, and that is, the Gemara mentioned Rebbe Eliezer in today's daf another time. What's an Amma Aretz? So Gemara, a whole bunch of definitions, and what exactly an Amma Aretz? Rebbe Eliezer said, any person that doesn't know how to say Krishma, someone who can't say Krishma, he's the definition of an Amma Aretz. So immediately I thought of Brachas Daf Beis. I thought of the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, where Rebbe Eliezer is 28 years old, and he didn't know anything, and he came to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he said, go learn Torah, he decided he's going to the best yeshiva in the world. So he shows up at Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and he says, who are you? I came to learn Torah. He says, what did he ask him? The Ken Steppes? Do you know Kriya Shema? What was the first thing he asked him? Do you know Kriya Shema? So I was thinking, maybe that's what Rebbe Eliezer knew, that the definition, the poshet, the bare minimum is Kriya Shema. Because what was the first thing Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai asked him? He asked him, do you know Kriya Shema? So I took a look at the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer this morning, and I looked at the Radal, and he says as follows. Amale. So he told him, Karasa Kriyishma, Lav, Yesh Loimar, Zeu Shomer Rabbi Eliezer, Reish Perik Zayin, Debrachas Mem Zayin, Ovid Beis. Hey, Zeu Amorez, Kol Sheinu Kairi, Kriyishma, Shachris, Va'arvis. The Kiblum Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He was Mekavler from Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Shepasach Loi Tchila Be'elu. This was the first thing he said, Baruch Shekivanti. Either way, this is Rabbi Eliezer L'Shitasa. Rabbi Eliezer L'Shitasa knew from the way Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the first thing he asked him, now he asked you where he said this. He said, Krishma, that was his riot at the bare minimum every year. He has to know Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Am Ha'aretz is someone that just doesn't even know that. But if you know that, Chachik, you know you're not an Am Ha'aretz.